This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri versus Jonathan L. Bradford, decided May 13, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Western District. State of Missouri, respondent, v. W.D. 86601, Jonathan L. Bradford. Opinion filed May 13, 2025, appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Jackson County, Missouri, the Honorable Sarah A. Castle, Judge Division 3, W. Douglas Thompson, Presiding Judge, Karen King Mitchell, Judge, and Thomas N. Chapman, Judge Jonathan Bradford, appeals from his convictions, and sentence entered by the trial court after a jury found Bradford guilty of murder in the second degree, armed criminal action, tampering in the first degree, abandonment of a corpse, and assault in the fourth degree. Bradford raises 3 points on appeal. First, Bradford claims the trial court clearly erred in overruling his Batson 1 challenge to the state's peremptory strike of Venire Person 56. Next, Bradford argues there was insufficient evidence to support his guilt for the offense of Bird Batson versus Kentucky, 476 U.S. 79, 106 S. 16, 1712, 90 L. Ed. Sued in 69, 1986. 2. Abandonment of a corpse. Finally, Bradford argues the trial court plainly erred in entering a conviction and sentence for abandonment of a corpse because it violated Bradford's right against self-incrimination. We affirm. Factual and procedural background. 2. At the beginning of summer 2020, Bradford was living with his stepdaughter. While Bradford was out of town, stepdaughter stole $2,000 from Bradford, causing an argument. During the argument, Bradford sent stepdaughter a message saying, "If I had a gun, I would have killed you and your son." Stepdaughter immediately contacted her son's father, victim, and victim helped her pay the money back. Bradford decided to move out of stepdaughter's house. He asked victim to pick up Bradford's clothes from stepdaughter's house, and victim did so. On July 22, 2020, Bradford stopped by victim's house to get his clothes. Bradford was at victim's residence for a few hours with victim's brother and two others before victim arrived with his romantic partner, passenger. Victim and passenger got ready to leave, and Bradford sought a ride to where he was staying that evening. Victim agreed, and the group departed, with victim in the driver's seat, passenger in the front passenger seat, and Bradford in the rear seat. Victim drove his truck to the area near the intersection of 40th Street and Tracy Avenue, where he stopped to allow Bradford to exit the vehicle. Bradford 2. On appeal from a jury-tried case, we view the facts in the light most favorable to the jury's verdict. State v. Stidley, 533, SW3D762, 767N1, Emunat Apid WD, 2017. Quoting State v. Rice, 504, SW3D198, 203, Moida Appy WD, 2016. Three and victim shared an exchange regarding the vehicle's child locks. Then Bradford fired his weapon, striking victim in the head, the cheek, and the shoulder. At the time victim was shot, his truck was not in park, so it lunged forward into the van of an area resident. Upon the truck's collision with resident's van, passenger exited the truck while screaming, searching for help in the area. The commotion caused resident to come outside, and at some point, passenger also solicited the help of a neighbor. Bradford then exited victim's truck. Bradford pulled victim out of the truck, and victim dropped to the ground. Neighbor called 911, and while on the phone, neighbor asked Bradford if victim had a pulse, and Bradford told him no. Bradford then ran and jumped into the driver's seat of the truck to leave the scene because, among other things, he was a convicted felon with money and drugs in his possession. Prior to leaving the scene, Bradford ran over victim's body 2 or 3 times. Bradford also hit neighbor with victim's truck, pinning him to a vehicle and causing him to suffer scrapes, scratches, and other minor injuries. Bradford was ultimately arrested and charged by information with the Class A felony of murder in the second degree, the unclassified felony of armed criminal action, the Class D felony of tampering in the first degree, the Class E felony of abandonment of a corpse, 1 count of misdemeanor assault in the fourth degree, 4 and 2 counts of the Class D felony of unlawful possession of a firearm. 3. His trial commenced on June 9, 2023. During voir dire, Bradford's counsel asked the Venire panel whether they would believe a law enforcement officer's testimony over conflicting testimony from a convicted felon. One Venire person provided an extensive answer, after which Bradford's counsel asked, "Okay, so simplifying that a lot, you say that due to an officer's training and experience in recollecting evidence, you'd be more likely to believe the officer than a lay witness?" The veneer person agreed, and when the rest of the